AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A federal jury in Pittsburgh says the gunman who killed 11 people in a synagogue in 2018 should die for the attack. Our Julie Walker reports.
Prosecutors had urged the jury to give Robert Bowers the death penalty for the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history when he stormed the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 and opened fire, killing members of three congregations who had gathered for Sabbath worship and study. I'm Julie Walker.
A woman who was kidnapped in Seattle was able to escape her abductor, eventually breaking down a door. And now police in several states are looking for additional victims. This woman was taken from Seattle to Oregon, where she was locked in a cinder block cell, chained up, and sexually assaulted. The FBI says it's linked the suspect, 29-year-old Negasi Zubari, to sexual assaults in at least four other states. It's not clear if former President Trump will appear in federal court in Washington, D.C. in person or via video tomorrow. He's due to be arraigned on four felony counts for allegedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. More on the judge presiding from our Sagar Magani.
District Judge Tanya Chutkan has sentenced at least 38 people convicted of Capitol riot-related crimes, all to prison terms. She also ruled against Trump in another riot case. Chutkan wrote Trump could not claim his privilege exists in perpetuity. Presidents are not kings, and plaintiff is not president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Firefighters say that rain has helped them fight the massive blaze that swept through the California desert into Nevada. Lots of excitement for Mega Millions. No one won, so Friday's jackpot will be about $1.25 billion. This is AP News. A French military transport plane carrying Europeans from Niger has arrived in Paris. It's the first air flight since a military coup forced the country's president out. Some NATO members are getting increasingly nervous about the Wagner fighters across their borders in Belarus. The AP's Vanessa Guerra reports.
NATO countries on the eastern flank of the alliance are getting worried because of the presence of the Wagner troops in Belarus. Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia, they've been actually worried for a couple of years because there's been large-scale migration at their borders. Migrants from the Middle East and Africa who have been coming. These countries consider the migration to be orchestrated by Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. They consider it a form of hybrid warfare meant to disrupt their societies.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.